Shalom Aleichem. We began learning the Sefer Ali Shur Chelet Aleph, and we began with the first Sha'ar, and the very first Perek of the first Sha'ar deals with the topic of Limud Gemara. And we're going to be reading through on page Chaf Dalid. As I said last time, the purpose of this recording is not to say any chedushim, not that I have chedushim to offer, but simply for those people that want to learn the Sefer Ali Shur, which is an absolutely critical Sefer, especially for Bnei Yeshiva, but who find that the Sefer might be difficult. A lot of the language is somewhat contemporary in nature. So this recording is just essentially to go through and to translate the key pieces of the Sefer and to learn along with me as we do this. The very first part of this perek dealing with Limud Gemara just gives the overview that learning Gemara, learning in general, is different than any other area of study. Any other area of study, it's all really dependent on whether one enjoys it, they don't enjoy it, whether they're good at it, they're not good at it, whether they have a netiya, a certain inclination. There's no absolute hechter, there's absolutely no absolute obligation to learn mathematics or accounting or law or medicine. It's all based on a person's personal choice. The Torah, says the Revolbi, based on the Midrashim and the Gemaras, it's certainly not that way. Torah, it's about a hechter. Kihim chayinu v'rechmeinu, this is life. Enjoyment will come. Hana'ah will come from the learning, but it really, the mentality has to be, this is something that I need. I need to be involved in it. I need to be engaged in it. If and when the enjoyment comes, so great. But the entrance point, the entree, needs to be a sense of the seriousness, the absolute, so to speak, the obligation, the need of a person to have a connection to Torah in their life. The Volpe continues, and will continue on page Chaf Dalid, with the word Seichel. Seichel ein odaber yavesh b'li ruach hayim. The idea of the intellect is not a dry thing without any spirit to it. Kmo sha'anu medamim l'mashal b'yachas l'cheshvan matemati, like a person who's just engaged in objective mathematics, about sarf l'chiyot bo. Even the Seichel, even one's intellect, one needs to chayot bo, needs to sort of be alive in it. What does that mean? So Rabbi continues, ki chayim hem lemotzeihem, chayim, life is there for those who find it, al tikri lemotzeihem, ela lemotzeihem bepeh. Rather, chayim is there for those who verbalize Torah. So Rabbi says, Habaleya daf ha-gemara be'inayim mibli lebat'o ulehotziyo b'svasav. A person who simply learns and they ingest gemara with their eyes without lebat'o, verbalizing or expressing, ulehotziyo b'svasav, without speaking out the learning, ein ha-dvarim chayim etzol, that's not living. Learning has to be something that is spoken out. The seichel, the experience, has to be vibrant and alive. Ach kishimotzi osam b'fiv ozim chaim lo. When it comes out of one's mouth and one is learning out loud, that's when there's a real chiyus. That's when there's an aliveness and a chayim. V'haskula ha'amitis v'hadarga ha'amitis shal esek ha'torah hidavka b'dibba kaverim. The real skula and the real darga, the real elevated state, the true elevated state of learning, is specifically the dibba kaverim, specifically when a person is connected to other people in the learning venture. And of course, that means chavrusa. Shnayim sheyoshim ve'oskim b'divrei Torah, shechina shru b'yineihem. The Mishnah says when two people learn together, the shechina is present. If a person learns by themselves, they have the scar of Limud Torah, but the Shechina is not with them. B'shnayim yeshim dibrei Torah ubeneihem shuri ha-Shechina. Echad osik b'Torah, if a person learns in solitude, lo b'dibrei Torah, Vayischar yeshlo, ach hashchina in ishruya lo. The Shechina is not with that person. Divrei Torah mishavim rapalim b'chavrusa. Divrei Torah can exist in a meaningful way only with chavrusa. Az mitareres hashmaisa, the sugya becomes more clear. Tamechem hadvarim, a person can rejoice in the learning through that connection. Mitziachedes hashchina halomdim, the Shechina becomes identified with the people learning. And they themselves are matzliach, they're mischadidim, they are happy, and they become sharpened through their learning. Halim v'chavrusa, the last paragraph, eino kal, it's not easy learning with chavrusa. Mitzad echad, orev hanisayon shel batala. We have to be worried about the enemy, which is batala, two people who are friends speaking about all sorts of things together. U'meidach, and almost the opposite, a person is not battling. They're involved in very hotly contested learning together. Hanisayon shel hisnatzchus v'kinda, the challenge of trying to be victorious, trying to get one up, trying to prove the other person wrong, v'kinda, and of course jealousy. L'chein adifim harbeit se'irim, therefore many young men prefer Lilmo Davka Levad, the Lo Mechachma, they prefer to learn by themselves, but that's not wise. That's not the Chachma. Derech HaTorah, Derech Aliyahi. Learning Torah, it has to go a Derech Aliyah, has to be going in a path of growth. A path of growth, Kol Sa'ad Koruch B'Nisyonos, B'chol Zos, Yefshar Lihirta, Milechas Sa'ad Acharei Sa'ad. In the path of growth, every step is wrapped up or can often be defined by challenges. Despite that, we still have to proceed forward. Ginach alu lisbatel, so what, you're going to give up? So too, Revolbi goes on to explain, a person who's learning, even though there are challenges of learning recovery some, the challenge, again, of batala, the challenge of the nidos that are not ideal, that can exist in a person's learning. Okay, so the challenges are there. But the option is not to just learn by oneself, which does not allow a person to sharpen what they're learning, to rejoice in what they're learning, to speak out what they're learning. And therefore, despite the challenges, learning with Kabusa, that is preferred than a person's going to learn by themselves. Skipping on to page Chafei, the first paragraph, the Hakasha Biyoser, Mitzius Chavrusa Matima. What's really challenging is to find a Chavrusa who is appropriate. Lerov Kovos Bazeh Negios Ishios. Most people, when they find a Chavrusa, they find someone who they get along with, where there's a personal relationship, connection, there's a good chemistry personally. Ach Ein Lutkor Chavrusa Lufi HaMashicha HaIshios HaNapshis. Revolbi says, and again, perhaps some people could disagree with this, we should not find a chavrusa based on the ability to interact and to get together interpersonally. El lefi ha-has-ama b'mehirus ha-tfisa. A good chavrusa is based on the appropriate level of how quickly or how slowly the chavrusa's chap in learning, how quickly they understand learning. And so we should be paired up, not necessarily based on interpersonal relationships, but based on intellectual abilities, based on quickness of spirit, quickness of mind. If a person, the skill set is so different, then it is not shayach, it's not matim, to learn together. Other things one can overcome. One person speaks more, one person speaks less, different personalities, but it's the quickness of Havana that would make it a chavrusam. L'chol adam yesh gisha mishalo el tugyas ha-gemara. Each person perhaps has a different gisha, different either perspective or leaning or perspective towards the learning. That's a good thing. You know, I might be more analytical or I might be more halachic. You might be better in reading. Everyone sort of brings their own skills. Davka mitoch hagisha hamnugedes, you amelim lamod al ha'emes. Often, it's the differing perspectives that allow a chavrusa to come and to really achieve clarity and truth in learning. People get used to each other, they get used to different personalities and different gishot, different natures in learning. Shomim b'sablanut, the person starts listening patiently. Shoalim b'sheket, they ask a question and they listen for an answer. Modim l'tanas emes, they're mode when the other person says something proper. Usmechem b'bikores, and they rejoice in that entire process. Okay, moving on to the last section of this perek. We'll begin with this three asterisks, the three stars of Chapei. So the Revolbi quotes the Medrash from Mishle, and we'll read it together. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Ba'orei kamakasha yom hadin, sha'asid ha-kosh baruch hu ladun es kol ha'olam kulo be'emek Yoshafat. In the world to come, or in the end of days, or when a person has their own Yom HaDin, a person is going to be judged. What's going to be the nature of that judgment? Many things. But what the Medrash points out, the Kevin Shatam Chacham Bal Lefanav, Omer Lo Klu Masak B'Torah. So he'll be asked, did you learn Torah? Omer Hein. Shatam Chacham says, I learned. So Omer Lo Kosh Baruch Hu Hovo Disa, seeing that you are Moda, that you learned, Omer Lefanai Ma Shekarisa Ma Sheshanisa. What did you learn? What did you read? So Mikan Amru, the Medrash continues, Kol ma shekara adam hitafas biyado. A person, whatever they learn, should be tafas biyado. A person should have a clarity about that learning. Ma sheshana yitafas biyado. Shalot hasiguhu busha chlimali amadin. So that we're at the end of our life, we can say we learned so much, but we'll be embarrassed when we don't really have a firm grasp on that which we learned. So Hayar Bishmal Omer, Oilios abusha, Oilios aklim chlima. That embarrassment of not knowing anything, that's really woeful. The Alzeb Bikesh David Melchisel B'Tfilim Tachanunim Usneh Mokav Yomar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli. That's what David Melch had asked for. So Rabbi says, B'china Zos Shu'orchim Lo'odam B'china Sha'emesi. This is a really difficult test. It's a difficult Maila to live on. Namely, this necessity of really knowing, learning in a clear way. A person who aspires to be a Talmid Chacham, the purpose of that learning is that the learning be tfusa biyado, be something that a person really knows. It's not just to feel good, it's not just to finish mesechtos, it's not just to get a sefer, take a bechina, but it's really the goal has to be the mishnaso tfusa biyado. Every person, if their knowledge is more clear, this element of the chayim, which we mentioned before, that the Torah is life, a person who is clearer in their learning, even more elevated, this element of chayim. Talmid Chacham hu achay b'torasso. Talmid Chacham is a person who is alive in his learning. The mechayiv oso lilmod ad kadei yediyah brura b'mashlo manu. V'im lamanu v'lo hechazarnu, v'lo hechazarnu, if we learn, we're going to be no chazar, ad she yediyah seinu tamod lonu yamim rabim, until that yediyah, that knowledge of the sefer, or the gemara, or sugya, stays us for many days. Lo yotzanu dechubato. We're not even yotzei our chiyuv. And I should just add in questions, what chiyuv are we speaking about? There might be a chiyuv of yediyas Torah. There might be a chiyuv of limud Torah. I'm not sure if Revolbi would say that even the mitzvah of Melech Torah, the mitzvah of limud Torah, you're not yotzei. But definitely, at the very least, the element of the mitzvah of yediyas Torah, a person is not yotzei. V'yeshachol echad v'echad lachzor kol kachar be'pamim. Persons go back again and again. Ad sheyehei tamudo biyodo. V'afilu, 10 lines in the bottom, Talmud Sa'ir Chayiv, Chayiv Ladas Ki B'meshu Lomid Hayom. A person has to know, even a young Talmud, that which he learns today, who may niyach has yisod liyadiyah shas. He's like building a brick, or he's laying a foundation of knowing shas. You want to build that house, you need a strong foundation. Every mesechta the person learns has to be so clear in their head they can ask a kasha from that question. He can bring a raya from that mesechta. When he learns in the future, he can go back and apply that knowledge to what he had learned already. That's the clarity that a person needs in Limud Torah. An expression that which is old is more difficult than that which is new. What does that mean? It's easy to go weiter, to accomplish more. It's much more difficult to go back and to do that which is atikta, that which is old. The thing which should induce and encourage somebody to go back and chazer is the knowledge they are creating a foundation in their knowledge of Shas. The harot and leos gadol b'torah, and he really wants to be a giant. That will be the impetus for a person to continue to chazer. Okay, just turn the page, and we're going to conclude just in a second. On page Chavav, on the bottom of Chavav, we'll continue. Who does not enjoy the sweetness of Torah? I'm not sure if that means Seichel Torah or Shekol HaTorah. I think Seichel Torah. B'chidushei Torah ne'mar me'roshei yeshivot. The person enjoys the chidushim, the lamdas of Rosh Yeshiva, b'havana mukva mavrika, very sharp and deep knowledge of the sicha or the shir of the Rosh Yeshiva. U'mizelo nenem esifri hacharonim zal mehatosachoshen hachidushir ben chayim. The person also enjoys the chidushim of the great hacharonim. U'mchol zos, despite that enjoyment, hayisod b'lim Torah who, skipping to page Chavav, return to page Chavav, Yidia Brura, the Pshat had Gemara in Rashi B'Tosos. Even with all of the fancy lumdus and the enjoyment of the intellectual enjoyment of learning, the real foundation of learning needs to be a clear understanding of the Gemara for the Rashi and Tosfos. Raka Yisod Zeh Yesh Libnos Hala. That's the foundation the person needs to build weiter. That that we cannot, under any circumstances, let go of the simple learning of Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos, and to start clinging on to some of the chidushim of the Acharonim. Revolbi continues in the next paragraph that a person needs to be very, very clear to not be involved in any learning that is superficial, that is just fancy, that gives a person a good feeling, but it's really empty at the end, that the real idea of learning needs to be the hard work of Gemara Shitosos. And then we'll conclude the paragraph, Rak. Rak misha amal al pshat hasugya, V'yoga l'daisa al-borya. A person really has to know the simple pshat of the sugya, and he has to work hard to know it on its proper foundations. V'yigash al-harishonim acharonim v'yamol al-yam. A person really spends time understanding pshat well, then he can then approach the rishonim and the acharonim. Ach yo'oro lo hadvarim or pnimi, until the rishon acharonim can illuminate an inner light that is bare lo hasugya biur meir va'amuk. Only then can the Rishon HaKaronim be meir, can illuminate the sugya properly to a person. So that's, again, doing the hard work and laying that foundation. The Revolbi, again, just to go back to Chazer for a second, he continues in this parak speaking about three different areas that perhaps go against the grain of a person. The first, again, is the Chazer, is the necessity of having a charusa. A person might feel, you know what, it's easier to learn by myself. It's hard finding a charusa. It's hard to find someone who I matched up with personality-wise, intellectually-wise. It's hard to find somebody that, you know, with all the different issues Revolbi mentioned, whether it be batala, whether it be So the bad midos and the agitation that it can exist in chavrusas, Volbeat said that'd be a very big mistake. The sweetness of Torah, the sharpness of Torah, the greatness of Torah only is brought out when a person has a dibuk chaverim, when a person speaks out issues in learning. Again, to go against the nature of a person. Second issue Volbeat speaks about is the necessity of chazara. Chazara. That a person's, the purpose of learning is that a person has the clarity of Limud Torah. As the Medrash says, that's going to be part of the Yom HaDin in the future. That person's going to be asked what he learned. And Rav Volbeat goes so far to say the person's not yod to the mitzvah if he doesn't have a clarity about that which he learned. Lastly, Rav Volbeat speaks about what should it be that a person really spends their time on. Rav Volbeat says it's very easy to get carried away with so much of the lomdus, the achronim, the things which give a person hanah, but the real foundation has to be Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and only by doing that and having that foundation of Gemara Rashi Tosfos can do the Rishonim and Achronim then highlight and further deepen one's knowledge and one's enjoyment of that sugya. The Mir Tshem we will pick up next week with Perek Sheni, which is Mavo Kotzar Lutfila, one of my favorite prakim, and that can be found on page Chav Zayin. Look forward to speaking then. Be well.